When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome in to CHGO Tavern Style. I am Big Dave, one of the co-hosts of CHGO Bulls.
And I'm Meatball Greg Braggs for CHGO Bears.
Braggs, this combo right here was asked for.
Yeah.
People wanted it. They said we will riot.
The people asked, the people get.
And you get. And just because we like y'all so much, how about you get a deal on some pizza? Because it's delicious and it's awesome. And the place that you should get it from is Salerno's. You know why? Because love is in the air. Valentine's Day is here, y'all. At Salerno's on tap. You can treat your special someone to an unforgettable dining experience today through Valentine's Day. Indulge in that heart-shaped pizza.
Oh, sounds delicious.
Sounds true love to me. I dig it. Call 312-666-3444 to reserve your table today or order for carryout or delivery. Heart-shaped pizzas.
Pizza is the key to my heart, that's 100%.
True. It's how he proposed to his wife, with a heart-shaped pizza.
Yep, pepperoni.
Yeah. Nothing extra?
Well, yeah, that's the foundation. That's the foundation.
Okay, all right, yeah, man. Yeah. So, what are we talking about today, Braggs? What are we getting into?
Well, I mean, you know, it's the off season for the Chicago Bears, and obviously all the talk's been about Caleb Williams, and the hype that is surrounding him is just, you know, different level.
Yes, sir.
You know, the people comparing him to Andrew Luck, you know, as one of the most hyped rookies to ever come into the NFL draft. He's getting compared style play to Caleb Williams, even his coach, Cliff Kingsbury, who coached both Caleb Williams and Patrick Mahomes, said they're eerily similar. So that got me to thinking, because if the Bears do end up drafting Caleb Williams, which it seems like they very well may, he's going to be one of the most hyped rookies, if not the most hyped rookie in Chicago sports history. So he started thinking about who are some of the other most hyped rookies in Chicago sports history.
That is a great question. And honestly, while you were saying that, I was going through my Rolodex of like Bears draft picks and just the good players too. Cause I'm like, no, he wasn't hyped. Like Urlacher wasn't hyped.
Right.
You know, when he came in here, and Devin Hester wasn't hyped.
Right.
Like none of these guys were hyped like that. But Justin Fields was hyped.
Hyped.
He was definitely hyped up. Remember, they was putting his name on Soldier Field, calling it Soldier Fields.
Right, because if you compared it to when Mitch came in, he got booed when when the pick was made. He 2 weeks later, he's getting booed at the Bulls game.
The UC,
right, Justin Fields. It was, there was parades in the street the second that name, the guy that came to the podium and said, "My Chicago Bears select Justin Fields," and it still puts a chill down my back to this day. And that's because that's how badly we were looking for a QB solution, and that's how hyped we were for a prospect like Justin Fields, because we had never really had that level of talent and athleticism combined in a spot as important as the quarterback position.
That's very, very true, man. So if we're talking about other players, of course, the one that definitely pops in my head, obviously, is Derrick Rose.
100%.
Because I still remember everything about that day when they got that first-round pick. I remember my first thought was, oh, man, Michael Beasley. I was talking to my brother. And I was like, Michael Beasley. And he said, no, Derrick Rose.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's a little hard.
Yeah,
and I don't know why I forgot about Derrick, but I did. I just watched him in the national championship.
Right.
And I forgot. But he was like, no, Derrick Rose. And from that point on, I was like, I'm on the train. And, but the hype was crazy.
Well, and what's funny is the national media and fans across the country were like, is it going to be Derrick or is it going to be Michael Beasley? And everyone in Chicago was like, it's going to be fucking Derrick. You are not messing with this.
That because the only 2 seconds in my life where I thought Michael
Beasley. Well, you're forgiven. Because
Thank you.
Like, if you watch Derrick Rose at Simeon and him and John Shire at the time, who ended up going to Duke.
Yes.
Like, Derrick Rose, shout out. Like, yeah, if you were somebody that followed high school, you know, basketball in the city here at that time, it was one of the best times to follow. And Derrick Rose, I mean, there's still highlights of him throwing windmill dunks down as a senior at Simeon at the UC. At the UC. It's like he's on a pogo stick.
Yes.
And so he comes in, you know, Memphis goes to the national championship. Mm-hmm. They lose to Kansas. Yeah. You know, Derrick did have a missed free throw that led to Mario Chalmers, you know, getting them to overtime. Yeah. And then Derrick comes in and, you know, dunks it on, you know, Goran Dragic, you know. Did you not get the memo?
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying?
It
like,
was beautiful.
And that, like, for me, like, he was already ascending, but at that moment, I think we realized not just a star, but a superstar was on our hands with Derrick Rose.
See, my moment of the superstardom was game one against Boston, because you go into Boston when nobody's expecting you to win and you drop 35.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And going against Rondo, who at that time, in my opinion, was one of the top 5 point guards in the league. He had 32 that game, I thought. But Derrick took it into overtime, you know what I mean, and got the win. But it was an and one that he got, where he turned around and he was just mugging and looking at everybody crazy, where I said, oh, snap.
Right.
This dude is super duper superstar legit.
It was one of the all-time great battles, that seven-game series.
What? Oh, my God.
Boston and Chicago and Derrick versus Boston. Yes. And, you know, if you remember those Celtics days, they didn't show much respect to their opponent very often back then. But with Derrick, and even nowadays, they do interviews about it.
Yeah.
And even they had, like, this ultimate respect for Derrick Rose. That, like I said, those Boston teams, they didn't even show LeBron that type of respect that they showed Derrick, because Derrick was that dude. There's no question about it.
You're right about that. Like Kevin Garnett, like you said, talks about it on those podcasts. You can see it during those games. Garnett hated everybody.
Right.
He didn't have a Boston Celtics jersey on. But it was nothing but respect for Derrick Rose.
They might have hated Noah during that series. Yes, but Derrick, they were like, all right, I'm going to tip my cap to you.
You can't do nothing else.
Yeah.
And you mentioned one guy, Chris Bryant.
Chris Bryant.
And the hype 100%. That he came in. Now, I remember that hype train with Chris Bryant, man. Even with his contract, how that was set up, and could he come earlier, and all that other stuff. But that hype was serious.
There's a couple rookies for the Cubs that come to mind. And one is Mark Pryor.
Oh, yeah.
Because when Mark Pryor came in, he was pitching at USC when we drafted him.
True.
And he was kind of billed as this Roger Clemens type of pitcher that was going to come in. And he initially did live up to the hype. I mean, when they got to the World Series, Kerry Wood and Mark Pryor didn't lose back-to-back games the entire season all the way until Game 6 and Game 7 against the Marlins. And then we all know what happened with Mark Pryor's career after that with injuries. And so with Chris Bryant, it was different because he was able to get over the mountain and win the World Series. So Chris Bryant, when you compare those two rookies, who I think were two rookie phenom type players, Chris Bryant wins Minor League Player of the Year. Then he wins Rookie of the Year. Then he wins MVP the same year they win the World Series.
Yeah.
And so it's been a little surprising watching his career fall off since he's left the Cubs. But at the end of the day, if you had to compare him between Mark Pryor, two phenom rookies that had unbelievable hype, Chris Bryant lived up to it. And unfortunately for Mark, outside of his control, when you talk about the injuries, he did not.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you on that. Like, I thought Mark Pryor was kind of like lightning in a bottle kind of situation. Like, after that one amazing year, like you said, you know, the injuries started catching up. And I think the league also started catching up to him. Chris Bryant was a little different, man. It's hard to catch up to a hitter like that.
Yep.
You know, if you're just that good as a hitter, you're going to be fine. You
right.
know, his fielding was fine, too. You know what I mean? But he was a very complete player. Played third base, could play the outfield, however you wanted to do it. But Chris Bryant was nice. I was surprised that you all let him go. I understood it.
Yeah.
I got it. You know what I mean? But I was a little surprised. But he's doing his thing still.
Now the rookie phenom that's most recent, Connor Bedard.
Oh.
Right?
Oh,
I mean, you talk about the hype. I mean, you saw the Blackhawks guys. If you haven't, go watch their episode when the number one pick, you know, fell the Blackhawks way and watching the jubilation that they had in that moment. You know, he's hurt right now, but you want to talk about the hype behind, I don't know if there, that like, I don't know if Caleb will surpass that. I'm assuming he will if he comes here as a guy that's got to be the quarterback of the Chicago Bears and try to break that curse.
Yeah.
But Connor Bedard walked in and is being billed as one of the greatest hockey prospects to ever come into the NHL.
Without a doubt. And I want the White Sox also, more recently, Michael Kopech.
Yep.
Kopech, excuse me.
Yep.
Incredible hype. You know what I mean? When he came in, they were like, this is the dude. He hasn't really lived up to it. You know what I mean? But he came in with some real huge hype around him and just hasn't, you know, panned out for him. Looking like a reliever right now.
Right. So that's what it's kind of all about here is, you know, we've had a lot of rookies come in with expectation. I mean, Jay Williams from Duke, you know, he's another one, but then he gets hurt in the motorcycle accident.
Yeah, a little hype.
But he had a ton of hype. Yeah. I mean, he was one of the greatest college players to ever live. So it's all about the players that came in. A lot of players have come in with hype, and only some of them have lived up to that hype.
Yeah.
So the hope is if the Chicago Bears do draft Caleb Williams, that he can live up to the unbelievable hype that he's going to have once he shows up in Chicago.
All right. That's going to do it for this episode of CHGO Tavern Style. From my main man, Greg Braggs, over here for CHGO Bears. Oh. I am Big Dave for CHGO Bulls. Shout out to the producer, Joey Spathis, in the back. Make sure you tune in next time, y'all. Peace and love. We out.
We all silly like the mayor.